Daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
Hey, this is Chris Angel, and you're listening to a man who knows more about me than I do, the ultimate mind freak, Justin Robert Young.
This is the iTricks.com Chris Angel Watch Podcast for the week ending May 18th, 2008. I'm Justin Robert Young. Robin Leach came through with a huge Chris Angel scoop this week, nailing down the date of July 23rd as the day that all the loyal can quickly circle in permanent marker. Go ahead, do it, because that's the day the new season starts on A&E. The Vegas Gossip Czar also notes that the fifth season of Mind Freak will begin shooting at the same time his Cirque show, Believe, opens in early September. And speaking of Believe, Leach even got a few quotes from the dress rehearsals. Quote, "It is truly amazing and hard to believe what you're seeing with your own eyes. Chris is thrilled with the Cirque partnership, and he and Cirque producers are getting along so well that the incredible creative ideas and staging that they are all ready to move into the Luxor Theater next month after all the final construction work is completed." End quote. So, to celebrate all his good fortune, Angel headed to the LAX, where he partied with sports legends Mike Tyson and Jeremy Roenick of the NHL's San Jose Sharks. Nathan Burton's new show has officially swung its doors open at the Flamingo Casino in Las Vegas, and there to celebrate the debut was the cream of the Sin City Magic scene, according to Robin Leach. Among those in the crowd were Chris Angel, Lance Burton, Teller, Matt King, Jerry McCambridge, and pro poker player Antonio the Magician Asfandiari. Burton also used the moment to celebrate his 35th birthday as he was presented with a decorated cake. Hopefully there's a similar turnout for Chris's debut in early September. And now, you waited all week for it, and here it is. Some feedback from our listeners. Freebird starts us off. "Hey, Justin, glad to see you're back. It's been a while. I missed you. I know Chris is very busy with his show, Believe. I just pray that he doesn't give up on Mind Freak. I look forward every season to see what he comes up with, and I am so ready for season 4. I can't wait. Although I do wish that he didn't do the snake thing. I'm terrified of snakes, so I guess that's one episode I'll miss. Unless he helps me get over my fear, wink, wink. Good luck with your show, and I hope that one day I get to Vegas to see you and the show. Love ya, Freebird 1256. What's that rumbling? Oh, it can't be anybody but Katie exclamation point. "Hey, Justin. Oh, did they really break up? Oh, well, I guess we have to move on now. But I have been seeing pictures of him looking happy, good signs. I also saw a video of what goes on during a Cirque du Soleil show. I feel so bad. I mean, it looks like a lot of work. Anywho, season 4 premieres 2 days after my birthday. Last year it premiered the day before, so it's like each year he's giving me seasons for my birthday, LOL. But as long as the loyals don't call me Damien, because yes, I was born on June 6th, I am not Damien, LOL. I'll be back later. With love always, Katie exclamation point." And then I would say a modest smattering of exclamation points follow. Although we do have to point out that since the season is now premiering in late July, it's not going to be right around when Katie's birthday is, but we figure you can just count it as his belated present. Loyal Code of the Arts wrote this. "Hiya, Justin. Loyal Code of the Arts here. Crickets, crickets, crickets. Yep, that's all I hear when I wait patiently for Mind Freak. But finally it's close. Mega woot woot. It's been a while since I last wrote, but I'm still a loyal listener to the podcast. I just want to wish Chris all the best in his upcoming live show, and I'm also waiting for my money tree to grow so some fruits can fly me off to Vegas. Arg. It's like watching paint dry. But 10 years, I'll be okay. LOL. Thanks, Justin, for your enthusiasm on the podcast, and keep those news and loyal comments fresh and funky. Love, Loyal Code of the Arts." Veronica emailed us, "Hey, Justin, I love listening to the podcast. My BFF Anna and I are big Criss Angel fans. When will Criss Angel ever come to Long Beach, California? Adios. P.S. Criss, you rock, and you too, Justin." Well, Veronica, no word yet on if Criss is headed to the LBC, but if he is, we'll be the first to let you know about it. Now, do you remember our story last week about the loyal with Believe tattooed on her back, and we didn't know if she worked for Criss, or if the tattoo was real, or anything? Well, to demonstrate the power of this podcast, she emailed us. "Greetings. I was told by a friend earlier about the podcast on the Criss Angel website, and I got to listen to it. My name is Marissa, and I live in Las Vegas. My tattoo is real, and I got it done on my 30th birthday. Criss is such an inspiration to me, and I wanted to express it on my body. To be able to share my tattoo with Criss and have many opportunities to get photos taken with him has been incredible. Criss really loves my tattoo and has always enjoyed showing it off to his friends and family. I'm looking to get a job with Criss as a photographer. I've been taking photos of him since he moved out to the Vegas area, and he has seen all of my work. Perhaps in the future you'll be able to see my work that I've taken of him. Either way, I'm grateful to have met Criss many times over the past few months. He is a wonderful person. Thank you for talking about my tattoo in the podcast. You've just made my Mother's Day weekend more special. With kind regards, Marissa Thompson, photographer for Wolf Eyeography." Well, thank you, Marissa, for emailing us, and hopefully you can send those pictures along and we'll pass them on to everybody else. If you'd like to hear your questions or comments on this podcast, email show@itricks.com. Still no mind freak. The drought continues. Pray for rain. So, when you're still in need of a Mind Freak fix, episodes are always available for download on the iTunes Store as well as the Xbox Live Marketplace. However, we are getting reports that episodes are no longer on A&E's on-demand feature. For up-to-the-minute Criss Angel news, subscribe to our dedicated RSS feed. And if you have any questions or comments, please email show@itricks.com. You can also leave us a voice message by clicking on the Talk to Us icon on the right sidebar of the main iTrix page. Also, for discussion of all the week's magic news, including Criss Angel, make sure you add the iTrix Magic Week in Review to your iTunes subscriptions. For the iTrix.com Criss Angel Watch Podcast, I'm Justin Robert Young.
Thanks to all you, the loyal, for listening to Justin Robert Young, the ultimate mind freak. If you want more info on me, you know where to go, chrisangel.com. Thanks. Ciao.
iTricks.com.